Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The Homance Chronicles.
The female equivalent of a bromance.
So many poor choices.
But so many good types.
But so many poor choices.
We do love the TJs.
And
as Nicole chugs her rose water, bougie-ass beverage, this is the Homance Chronicles, and I'm Sarah.
And I'm Nicole.
We're doing it live, y'all.
I know. It's so weird to do these in person. Sometimes I'm just like, wait. You're not just like this random thing that's in the screen. It's so refreshing.
It really is.
And so we have a friend of the pod. I don't know if that was like a chipmunk sound, yes. But Haley, thank you for coming. Thank you for being on. I think this is what, second time? Mm-hmm. It's your second time? I feel like it's been more than that. Yeah, we've been around.
Yeah. Well, because we spent time together. We spent time together. There's exciting things happening all the time. I also think that, like, post-COVID, anytime you spend time with someone, you're like, this is one of my favorite people.
Really? You've had to...
Like, in person, yeah.
Right. You've had to make some decisions on who's going to be in your circle.
100%.
Have you watched The Circle on Netflix, the...
God, fucking great. I love that show so much.
Okay, so I watched it, but then I was like, it made me so sad that so many people would come on the show like, welcome, Erica, but it's not Erica. Like, I know that that's a strategy, but mm-hmm. that always made me so sad.
That people are catfishing for money?
Yes. Well, Sweet, do you guys know
I mean,
that...
I do that every day, so...
Wait, do you guys actually know that I have been the victim of identity theft for a catfish person?
Wait, no. Now we got to hear this story.
Okay, so this is a true story. So in 2019, like right before 2020, everything I'm about to tell you is true. I go to my office and I get on my little laptop and it's morning time. So you have to do that thing where you like check your email, check your Facebook, check your Gmail because you're a millennial, right? You got to make sure all your shit's together. And so when I open up my Gmail, I see I have a message and like I can see the little like message icon is this beautiful woman, like this beautiful, like super, her makeup was beautiful, beautiful woman. And I open up the messenger and it's the person just says like, hi. It was great meeting you. I would love to spend time with you. Yeah. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't know you. And this person responded. She was like, well, we met on Bumble. And at that time, I was not on Bumble. I was not on any dating app. And I also don't date women. And so I was like, oh, I'm sorry, before I get into that, but I know that I have a very popular haircut for lesbians.
That wasn't the butt I expected.
I know. And so,
but I do appreciate the clarification.
So then I thought it was like one of those things, like
as she's just manhandling it.
Yeah, I am just. Yeah, I can't help it. But like, I thought to myself, I was like, oh, she must have done that thing that we all kind of do sometimes, where it's like you meet somebody and then you like know limited details, so you go and do like a Facebook, mm-hmm. like. discovery zone where you're like, I know they lived in Ferndale and I know that they had red hair and their name was Haley, and there's probably 12 Haleys that have short hair that live in Ferndale or some shit. And so I was like, oh, I'm so sorry for the confusion. But I'm not on Bumble. And then they sent me a photo, like a screenshot of the profile. And I was like, I am so sorry. I don't know what is happening, but that is not me. And then they sent four pictures. So the four pictures were photos that were available on my Facebook and on my Instagram. And like that part has happened a couple times. Like people have taken my photos to make other profiles, but like they'll give me names like Raquel or Heather or Samantha or whatever. This was my name. And the bullet point, so the bio was the most jarring part. Because this happened, this must have been like January 2020, to be honest. The profile read, ho, 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 something about that. I'm Haley and I'm jolly, something like that. Right. And then it said something to the effect of I'm something, something multi-talented. And then it was like, this was the part that really hurt my feelings. Life coach, comedian, yoga instructor, model were like the bullet points. And that hurt my feelings, not because those aren't true, but because they are true. So then it was like,
I'm like, this is sounding very real.
Very real. And then, and the thing
except
was
for the jolly part.
Right. The holly jolly.
Not that you're not a happy person.
You're jovial, but you're not jolly.
I feel like jolly is so synonymous with
cinnamon and Santa,
with Santa being a fat man.
Yeah, and
that's the jarring part for me.
But like, okay, so
I'm jarred.
So the thing was, full disclosure, I read that and I was like, did I get high or did I make this and not remember doing it or something like that? But then I was like, no, I would never lie about this. So in the section where you talk about your height, it said I was 5'4", and I am 5'2". I would never lie about that because I know that, like, I don't like lying, and, like, I know, sober or not, I know how tall I am.
But also, I'm sorry, just, like, lying about your height and your weight or whatever, like, filtering is also, like, lying.
Yes.
And I just can't bring myself to do any of those things because when I see you in real life, it's just an embarrassment at that point. I'm ashamed and embarrassed of myself.
Well, who wants to date someone who it started off with misleading information?
Correct. Have you ever seen 90 Day Fiancé? Hello.
Oh, my God.
Other way?
Yeah.
Half those bitches started getting catfished.
Right. So, okay. So I, like,
they're the ones who choose to stay being misled, though.
Oh, you know how that goes.
I don't love that. So three things occur to me all at the same time. One, oh my God, there's someone out there presenting themselves as me, not like a pretend version, like as me. Two, they're talking to both men and women, and I am not bisexual and I'm not gay, and so now I'm thinking about, like, this woman the night before who was at a comedy show who, like, came up to me and was like, oh my God, hi. And I was like, hi. And she was like, Haley, right? And I was like, yeah. And I'm desperately spinning the wheel in my mind because I meet so many people all the time, so I'm thinking, do I know her from something? And she, like, petted my hair, and also, don't fucking touch me. Like, I am friendly, but I want to be very clear. Goes. Don't fucking touch me.
I understand.
I don't understand why people think it's okay to, like, tap strangers, like, pat strangers in the face and the fucking
or
head.
Or play with my hair. Like, if I like you, I'll let you play with my hair, but I don't want you to fucking touch me. And I was thinking, like, did this woman meet, quote-unquote, Haley on Bumble, and now, like, what was said?
I didn't dimension like Haley? I feel like we were in a different time, like, dimension.
Yeah.
Like, you just crossed timelines.
Oh, that's possible. I've watched enough X-Files in the last 3 weeks that's to believe.
But I must say, though, that when the person reached out to you on Facebook and you're having this conversation with them, I thought that I didn't expect there to be an actual Bumble profile. I thought that they were using that messaging as a way to like mine into your computer and get your stuff and hack right. you that yeah. way.
100% no. wasn't expecting this.
That's at what all. I thought too. And so like the next thing was that they said like they had talked, they showed me screen grabs of the conversations. And then the thing I thought was like, I don't know who this person is, but I'm so sad that they are not picking themselves. Like, they went through the internet, they found me, and they were like, okay, I would rather be this person than me.
Wait, hang on a second. There could be some nefarious undertones to why they're doing this. They may be posing as you so they could potentially harm people and get away with it.
I know that. I know that.
Okay. But I love just, that you're innocent about the whole thing. I truly do. I genuinely appreciate that about you.
And I guess, like, the thing
which
was...
you could be a murderer soon.
Well, I did... I could.
For those who can't see me, my eyes just got bigger than my whole face.
No. Well, okay. So based on the conversation, because I did think about that, like the stealing money thing. But based on the conversation, it sounded like fake Haley was just trying to get attention. Like trying to get compliments and like, you know, flirty flirt. And so I was like, well, I'm really sorry to this woman. I was like, I'm really sorry. Can you please report it to Bumble? I made a report to Bumble. It got taken down. But the best part is I felt something about it. And so I did the thing that we all do, which is I posted about it on Facebook. And then I ended up on Channel 2. By the best part of the whole story. Best part of the whole story. I end up on Channel 2 doing a little segment about like what it's like to be catfished or be used as a catfish token.
Yeah.
And it's on the news. I don't have regular TV. I only have internet TV. And so at like 6:15, I get a text from my gynecologist.
What the fuck?
Because we're friends. Because we're like friends. And she texts me and she's like, just seeing you on the TV. You look gorgeous. Dot, dot, dot. Terrible thing to happen to you, but you looked fabulous. On I love my gynecologist.
I feel as though
the gyno chimes in.
Right. I feel as though I came across this in some capacity, but didn't actually watch the interview and just thought I was tied to your like life coach business or something, or like just online dating in general. Because didn't you do some sort of interview about your videos on TikTok and like trying to date through TikTok too?
Yeah. So,
excuse me. I'm over here like,
So, before we talk about the TikTok dating though, there's this new cheesy Christmas movie on Netflix called Love Hard. And it's kind of about online dating and catfishing. And
Love Hard.
Yeah. And this guy uses a profile picture of his like old best friend or whatever, who's, you know, gorgeous and the super cool guy and yada yada. Anyway, it was cute. It was no one's now a murderer or anything. But it does speak to like that lack of confidence and self-esteem and like why this guy did what he did.
Well, even talking about like what Sarah mentioned like earlier, like it's really important that all of us recognize first, we are living in very strange times. And everything that we understood to be true about life is very different than it was 2 years ago. That's something that a lot of us could say without a global pandemic, but like with a global pandemic, it's only worse. And so many of us have turned to social media channels to begin to build relationships or to have connecting like we usually would. And that shit is chock full of every single fucking filter, angle, lighting, and all of it. And first of all, you're human. You're allowed to be human. You're allowed to have wrinkles on your face. You're allowed to have your body look different than it did 5 years ago.
I can't be bothered to keep up for whoever's expectations. I'm too busy.
And you deserve to release yourself from your own expectations.
Oh, I mean, I'm just faking it till I make it at this point. In all facets.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people, it's hard. Like, I know, like, this. So I had COVID weight. And May is my, like, birthday month. And I had friends very generously hire a photographer to take photos during my birthday, like, event that they hosted at their house. All of which is incredibly generous and kind. And they sent the photos. And I opened them. I looked at two of them. I started having a negative talk about what I look like or how I felt about what I look like. And I was like, I can't look at these. And it's just, it is what it is.
Right.
Like, I also know that, like, I can run a 13-minute mile. So, like, Haley, what's wrong, sweetie? Right.
Well, and truthfully, everyone else who probably looked at those photos was looking at themselves and not even looking at you.
Correct.
And when they looked at you, they were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You look gorgeous.
That's my friend. I love her.
Yeah.
But, like, I have to work constantly on how I talk to myself and how I take care of myself, because, like, it's a very easy slope to slide down where you start being like, you know what, maybe I'll just have water for like 2 days as food, and like, that doesn't make any sense. No. Haley, you deserve better than that.
Right.
A mantra that I've been really keying into and that I would love to offer to the audience is, it's a thing I borrowed from a Instagram post that I saw kind of in passing and have built, like, my entire summer, spring, like, or excuse me, spring, summer, fall, like, was built around this mantra of, you're a good person, you deserve good things, act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just constantly returning to that, like,
right.
Does a good person deserve to go without dinner? No.
Right.
So, like, a good person should eat dinner. Does a good person deserve to not wear clothes that fit their body? No. So it's not about absolving me from the concept of, like, are there opportunity areas? Could I introduce more vegetables into my diet? Could I give myself more exercise time? Can I de-stress more? Yes. There's opportunity areas for everyone. But
we're also surviving a pandemic.
Yes.
Yes.
That's enough already.
Right.
And so they've done studies now where they found if you deny yourself something, then you are mostly consumed by that thing that you're denying yourself of, and you can't do anything else. And so it's not a matter of, like, cutting yourself off completely and starting from scratch, whatever the case may be. It's just, like, reminding yourself that it's okay on occasion to do these things.
Right.
Whatever the case is for you.
Right.
So you can focus.
Right.
Be healthy mentally.
But all your TikToks are you basically telling yourself and others that you look great, doing so good. So, like, did you decide to do those TikToks as a part of a positive talk to yourself and hoping that it benefits others? Or
so my flavor on my personal TikTok, which is at the Z Haley, Z-H-A-I-L-E-Y, so it kind of is, like I said, in three flavors. One is, like, what I just personally refer to as, bitch, you're doing a good job. I live by myself. There's a TikTok that's like, bitch, you doing a good job. And, like, I live by myself and I don't get a lot of, like, personal feedback. Like, I don't get, like, you know, like, your friends who are just like, girl, you're so pretty or you're doing so good. I get that when I'm in contact with my friends, but I might spend 2 or 3 days solo.
Right.
Excuse me. So I have trained myself when I look in the mirror to try to identify immediately the thing I like best and to even just let myself be like, oh, my God, you're so cute. Like, how would I respond to seeing a third person, like a different person? And that's, I started recording it on TikToks because I think that it's good for people to see people love themselves. So, bitch, you're doing a good job is one flavor. And then I also have hashtag DateZHaley. I am single. I'm single and I'm not settling. I mean, I'm 35. I've never been engaged. I don't have any children. And, like, this is the winner's circle. Right? Like, if we're dating now, it's because I think that we might have a future, or, like, at least it'll be fun for the next 2 hours. So, like, where are you?
Right.
And then three, I just this is going to sound very arrogant, but I am very photogenic and I like clothes. And so I like to make TikToks that are what I call flirt traps, where it's just like me looking and feeling good and splicing it together, because I don't look like Kim Kardashian. I don't look like all of these other models and archetypes. Doesn't mean I'm not fucking gorgeous. And the more we can show people just like loving themselves, I think is a good thing. I recognize that there's a larger conversation we could have about the male gaze and how I participate in it. But I'm not really interested in doing that.
I wasn't going there.
I would, in the words of Buffalo Bill, I would fuck me.
Right?
I'd fuck me. Right?
So, since your one flavor is Date Z Haley, mm-hmm. then do you have guys who reach out to you in your DMs or no?
Yes. So, yes.
What you want them to do? Or is this just kind of like putting the good juju in the universe?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. So the hashtag Date Z Haley videos stem from my love of like 80s SNL, where they had like Lowered Expectations, I think was it? Like,
yes.
Lowered Expectations. And they remade funny like dating videos. And I always thought that was such a cute thing. And so I started making these little TikToks of like jokes. They're jokes because it's not like I'm like, hi, I'm Haley, like the comet. I'm a Gemini Taurus cusp. I enjoy swimming, reading.
I mean, you're coming off of this stuff real quick, though. Are you sure that that's.
Well, some of it.
I'm like, if you're like, Nicole, put together a little like thing, I'd be like, And you're like, I'm Haley, like the comet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I like dick. I don't.
The more toxic, the better. Zing. Also, my last name's like the car, Bonneville.
Bonneville.
I don't know. If you
more like Bonerville. Well, I mean, so thank you for the compliment.
Hi, my name's Nicole, and I like dick. Right.
Let's get this party started.
All right. Welcome to Bonertown.
Bonerville.
Welcome to Bonerville.
So, yes, yes, it's a joke, but also it's serious. So, like, me talking like that is what I would put in an actual dating video. But, like, my little TikToks are things like, this is the one that, quote, unquote, got me viral. Like, that went viral. I say, reason to date me, there isn't a single piece of anything in my whole house that says live, laugh, love. It's just good pussy and quality credit scores.
That's multiple reasons to date you. And I think they should check off a lot of boxes for a lot of people.
No shit, you went viral.
And I do other ones that are like, what else did I say? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. The point is that like, it's a little bit funny, but it's also serious. Like, I do have good credit, and I recognize that credit is, there's a larger conversation to be had there about, like.
Oh, come on.
It's all
in good fun. But it's even, like, a little campy. Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest. I feel really proud of my credit.
You should.
Like, there was a time in my life where, like, I didn't have money for food regularly.
Right.
And to own a home and have my credit still be, like, 820, I feel fucking. Like, my pussy could never be tighter.
Right.
It's got that
ever.
Gorilla grip.
Like, nice. I look at my photos of myself at 12 years old, and like, you know nothing. Because this pussy's so tight, you know nothing.
But you should feel proud of
it. I do. I do feel proud.
I mean, it takes a lot of dedication to stay, you know, diligent on that journey of either creating credit or turning it around.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
It certainly is.
Yeah, and I just to circle back, it is difficult. It's almost as difficult as trying to find someone through a TikTok app. so, like, here's the interesting thing. I am going to get to probably 25,000 followers here in the next week or two. I see myself getting to like 50,000 followers by mid next year. Like, I see my little profile growing, and 90% of my followers are men, which is shocking to me, because so much of what I do in my real life is centered towards women, thems, and queers. Like, I just right. spend so much of my time, and so I'm spending all this time with men. So the fourth thing I like to do on my platform is also point out, like, how you can be a good man. Ally. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
But when guys slide into my DMs, like, it's super interesting watching men try to court women right now, because it's like, A, they're pulling from that. What's that guy that's like basically like harasses people into liking you?
Hmm?
The guy, it's like the negging, I think they call it, where they're like, you would be really pretty if you'd lose a couple pounds. That kind of where they
you're talking about.
Push you up, but then they push you down, and then you're like, well, hey, I am pretty. Well, if you were a nice girl, you'd actually say hi to me. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of stuff.
Oh. So, like, I don't know what that's called. I mean, that nagging might sound right, but God, that feels gross.
Right. It is gross.
Ew.
And then there's like other guys who do.
Like, why do they think you're going to respond to that?
That's a mental, emotional manipulation.
Yeah. And I just block them. Like, immediately, without, I'm just like, oop, nagging, blocked.
Right. I feel like if we were in our early 20s, though, mm-hmm. you would start questioning yourself and be like, well, am I not nice?
Yeah.
Am I mean? Like, what right. do you mean?
That it, also is a way of flirting.
Yeah.
That is not okay.
Right. 100%. 100%. And then there's, in the same gross category, there's guys that are like, you're so pretty. You'd never like a guy like me, or you'd never like a guy that's a big fat loser. If I wasn't such a dumb dumb, maybe you'd like me. And it's like, listen here, this pussy isn't going to eat itself. So you got to wipe those tears away and get your shit together. And
I just feel like any independent woman needs a very secure man.
Yeah.
Independent women cannot handle insecure men.
No.
So get your shit together, buddy, and come back later.
And but it makes
time for it.
It makes me sad that though, like, here, okay, so here's the deal with dating. Say the good shit up front. It's a job interview. Like, you say the good shit up front, and then when you both feel comfortable and you feel safe, that's when you're like, you know what? Sometimes I'm insecure about my body.
Right.
I don't show up to a date like, hey, you know, sometimes, like, the day before my period, I might just burst into tears for no reason because I think my thighs are too big. And I don't want to talk about it. I just want to cry about it. No, I show up to a date and I'm like, I am the baddest bitch in the game. And do not fuck with me or I'll ruin your credit. That's how good my credit is.
Okay, so you have a recent story, though.
Yes.
I want to hear about this.
Okay.
Because, so, like, this is within the last couple of months, right?
Yeah. So this is like,
Frish.
So yes, this is the story of the last time I will ever use Bumble. This is like, this is not even a joke. This is like dead
starting
ass.
Starting and ending with a Bumble.
Yeah. Starting and ending.
Yeah.
So
true.
I'll give you the cliff notes.
How Bumble ruined me in multiple ways.
Ruined me.
Ruined.
So I didn't have a Bumble account for like the longest time. And imagine, so January 2020. I was used to catfish, and then, like, February, I had COVID, and then March, full-blown lockdown. And so, for a fucking long time, I didn't meet anybody. Like, I was just, like, wandering around like a ghost in a house trying to prove that I was alive every day. And so, in the summer, I was like, you know what, Haley? You know what? Get out there, girl. Like, June, I created a Bumble profile, and
this bit me in the ass once. Let's see if we can do it.
Yeah, I want to see if it still hurts. So
I didn't like how he left it last time.
Let's just circle back.
But so now you're like in competition with yourself,
right? Because right, because she might be out there.
She might be out there.
So I create my Bumble. I create my Bumble profile. Go on there and I start meeting people, and you know, I feel like I've done better. I've got my good friends who have given me better tips, like, no more long phone calls. I heard you, Nicole. No more long phone calls. No more this. No more that. And also, like,
I just made a simple suggestion,
and I listened to it because it was good advice. But I also
smooth
like
recommendation.
I was going in not how I used to, where I was like, I want to be married before I'm 35. Please, God, help me. This time I was like, I own a home. My credit's great. I'm doing awesome. And like, I'm really just looking for my partner. And if you're here, party time, excellent. If you're not, party time, excellent. So I meet this one guy, and when I first saw him, my very first thought was, oh, we'll probably just be friends.
But you mean when you saw him on Bumble or in person?
In person.
Okay.
On Bumble, I was like, this is a cute guy, and, you know, he was talking about, like, I'm romantically ready, and I'm, you know, he described himself as romantic and impassioned, and he was into reading and all this stuff.
Super nerd.
Super nerd. And I was like really willing to like give it a go because he felt, ladies, he's different than the rest.
He's not like everybody else.
Yeah. So we meet and he's very sweet and he is going to be a teacher. He's in town from Indiana interviewing to be a teacher in Detroit. And he's restarting his whole life. You know, he recently got sober and he's like really into mental health stuff and he plays guitar and he's just like this cute little guy who's lived in a bunch of southern places but also New York, so he has this interesting accent and I'm like, what a sweetheart. We have this great connection. We have this awesome 4-day weekend. I know, Nicole.
Platonic or
no, it was a mix of romance. You should never have a first date that lasts 4 days.
Wait,
pro
wait,
tip.
Hang on a second. You met him in real life,
yeah,
in person. You're like, we're gonna be just friends, and then
yeah,
you proceeded to have a fucking romantic 4-day weekend with him.
Yeah, times are crazy. Okay. When you let yourself be unhinged and you're not listening, and et cetera, et cetera. So he stays for 4 days, and then he goes back to Indiana, and he leaves a romantic note, and I'm feeling super optimistic.
Where?
My house. He stays at my... Shut up, because it gets worse.
Okay.
Shut... If you think this is the bad part,
no, I'm just,
settle in.
I need the deets, man.
So,
You're brushing over a lot of shit.
Sorry, I'm trying to go fast. So here's the deal.
Why? Don't... You can't escape
okay.
this story.
Okay, here we are. Here we are. So the story is this. He was in town from Indiana interviewing to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And he, like, finished and could have gone back to Indiana. But we had met, like, on Thursday. So Friday, he did his last thing. And then he was like, do you want to hang out? And I was like, sure. So we stayed. And he stayed at my house. And we had dinner. And we went to the beach. And we sang to each other while we picked up garbage. And it was just like crazy romantic.
I wish you people could see her eyes. She's got little sparkly sparkles in
them. It was. It was like just magical. And he played music.
Just
and
friends.
He said stories. It was so nice. And I was just like, okay. And so
Pro tip, anytime that a first date lasts longer than like 2 hours, it's too long.
Take it from me,
it's called love bombing then.
Yes.
At that point, and then eventually you're trauma bonded.
So moving forward, he goes back to Indiana. So he goes back to Indiana and we talk every day, like texting throughout the day. We have a couple like 30 minute phone calls here and there, and it's just cute and exciting. And he's talking about like getting prepared to come back to Michigan. 3 weeks later, he's coming back, but he hadn't found an apartment yet. And so I said this stupid thing. I said, you know what? If you want to save some money, Cole, no. Don't look at me right now.
I just...
If you want to just save some money, you can come stay at my house for a couple of weeks,
yeah,
while you find a place.
Hey!
I know better now. So we came.
You live, you learn.
You live, you learn.
You laugh, you love. You fucking die.
It took exactly 12 minutes after he got to my house.
No.
Like, yeah. So because like the first thing that happened is he was like, my truck's making a funny noise. So I'm going to drive around the block and then I'll come back and we'll have dinner. And I was like, I don't know why this doesn't feel good.
Oh, no.
But then it was just like, it was just moved really fast, and it was like he was like, everything's gonna be cool, and then he was like, I'm gonna take one day to like relax, and then I'll start really getting into house hunting. And then it was like, I'm house hunting, apartment hunting, but maybe I should just buy a house. Maybe I need to be hunting for the house I buy to live here. And that didn't go so well, and so then he felt very stressed about that. And then he was getting the official offer, but he needed to get fingerprints. And every time he got more stressed, the more intense he would get and the more he would challenge who I was as a person. And he would just be like, are you sure you want me to be here? You're not this nice. And I was like, I literally offered for you to be here. So just fucking be here. Like, I can't reformulate this too many times. And so this...
it is fair. In all fairness, I'm having the same problem with, like, something being too good to be true at the moment. Mm-hmm. And so, like, at this point, we're all like, where's the other foot? When's it dropping?
Right. Right. Right.
But you are genuinely just a good fucking person.
That means a lot. Well, and so here's... True. So here's this big moment that happens. So we have our first week. It's full of ups and downs. And... I'm desperately trying to get back to this man that I had spent 4 days with. Cause I was like, he's in there. I've met him. I've been with him for a while. So it's the first Sunday that he's at my house after he's been here for a week. We've had, you know, some stressors, but we moved all this shit out of his car into my house. And we're like, I'm willing to let him stay in my house for 2 months while he finds a house. Cause he's like going to buy a house. And I'm like, I'm willing to do that because I know that you're a good person and you deserve good things. Jesus.
You can't apply your mantra to somebody else.
Correct. Yeah, I can't.
They got to figure that one out on their own.
I know.
And at this point, it's just take what I can get.
So to make a long story short, this is Sunday. We're going to go to the beach. On the way to the beach, this lady like complimented this little $4 canvas bag I had. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, do you just want it? Like, just have it. I don't care.
You're already there and walking towards. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so cool. I gave her the bag. And then we get to the beach. It's louder than he likes. And so he's like really stimulated. And so we kind of like have like a chill, quiet time there. And we're getting ready to leave. And as we're leaving, this dad's walking to the beach with, I don't know, like a half a dozen kids. Just being little kids. And he's clearly struggling getting the kids to the beach. And the kid drops his bucket and all the sand toys fall on the ground. And it's right next to me. So I'm like, do you want support? And they all kind of look at me terrified. And so I like pick their stuff up, hand it to them. And the guy goes, I don't really speak English. Mm. And I was like, okay, do you want me to help you to the beach? And they all kind of looked at me. And I was like, okay, let's go. And I...
to say his name.
So I turned to the guy and I'm like... Thank you for correcting me. I didn't realize I had said it. So I was like, I'll be right back. Walk these people to the beach. And I could tell when I got back that he was upset. He was like mad. And I was like, okay. So we get in the car and I'm like, so I'm sorry. I know that we were on our way to leave. I just wanted to help them. And he goes, I just don't understand you. You're too nice. I don't understand you. Like, what is your goal? Like, are you being nice to me because you think you have to?
It's so odd that he witnessed you being nice to other people and mm-hmm. still made it about him.
Mm-hmm.
That's some sort of trauma right there, though. You
right.
Know?
Well, he was an addict of some sort. You said he got sober. Yeah. So there's some miswiring happening.
Well, yeah.
And this is like the good grace, just to summarize this. Like, in the end of it, I let him stay at my house for another week to get his stuff figured out. He got his new apartment and he moved on and we decided that this wasn't going to work and we've gone our separate ways. And this is what I'll just say. I was able to move through that way faster than I have in the past. Haley at 24 would still be dating this person.
Sure.
And being like, I don't understand why he's mad at me that I'm successful.
Right.
Like, I don't know why he's mad that I'm nice. Like,
I'm giving him the world and it's not enough.
Wah, wah, wah.
And Haley at 35, like, I was confused at first. I was like, but wait, this is who I am. Like, I am right. nice. And I don't really need anything from anyone. And I just like to do nice things because it makes me feel good. I have boundaries. I'm not going out and giving everyone help. But if I can't offer it, I do. And I'm not going to allow you to treat me poorly. Because mm-hmm. even when we did our last exchange of things, he was like, I was like, so let's meet at this park. I'll give you your stuff. You'll give me mine. And he was like, okay. The day of, he was like, I was invited to go hiking and I'd really like to do that. And I was like, okay, we'll make other arrangements. And he was like, cool. I can come by and pick things up. And I was like, great. And I left them on the porch. Because if you can't hold to a commitment of like, let's meet at this park for 15 minutes to exchange something because you want to go hiking. Like, that's the last, like, if you wanted to be friends, like, you should have shown up to that park, right?
Right, you prioritize.
Right. So pick up the shit from my part from my porch. You are blocked and I will never speak to you again.
Yeah. I am a proponent of putting shit outside.
Oh, we've done it.
Yes.
We've done it once or twice in my history.
Yeah. And I don't think he's a bad person. I wish him no ill will. I just hope he never...
He needs somebody to treat him like shit, apparently.
Yeah. Or he needs...
Imposter syndrome.
Or he needs to heal his shit up. But I just know that, like, with the little TikToks that I make, like, I'm looking... I am very specific about what I'm looking for. And it's not a project.
No. Nobody wants a project anymore. No. Nobody wants to fix anything anymore. We're done with that.
Yeah, we had that year inside.
Right.
We spackled it all over.
I'm going to need you to have the, like, similar issues to me so I know how to deal with them.
Yeah.
Could you just go ahead and drill out through your trauma, what kind of attachment style you are? Yeah. Right. And,
I don't fuck your love languages. What is your attachment style? Yeah. And also, what's your coping strategy?
Right.
Attachment style, coping mechanisms, please.
Right. My new, like, filter with new guys is, like, trying to evaluate their readiness for a relationship. Mm. And I've come up with a couple of sly ways to do it.
Hit us.
And I can't think of them off the top of my head, but it has to do with, like, basically trying to evaluate if they are a secure attachment style. Mm-hmm. And if they say they're ready for a relationship, I ask them why.
Oh, that's a really good one.
You would believe how many people get tripped up.
What, like, makes you think you're ready?
Right. Huh? Right. You ask them why, and they're like, because
I want it.
It's been like 6 months since my last one. I don't know.
Right. Well, and, yeah. So I go through a series of questions that is like, when was your last relationship? Why did it end? What was your part in that? Like, what do you think that you could have done differently? Like, I kind of feel like a therapist. I try to put it, like, weave it into conversation and not just hit them with a bunch of questions and have it be really overwhelming. But I also feel like I've gotten a lot better about being able to read their profiles and understand it before it even gets to the point of me questioning them.
Which is kind of strange that we are at that point where we have to analyze whether or not they used periods and punctuation.
Correct. Well, it's further than that, but yes.
Yeah, well, that's like where it starts, but now we're at a point like, did they use the proper wording? And it's what is the undertones? Where's the between the lines?
Right. Right. Because so many men on their profiles put that they don't know what they want, but that they want children as well. And I'm like, how do you not know what you want from a relationship, but you want kids? You're 42, fucker. Like, what do you think that you're like? Right.
What they're saying
is
they want a built-in nanny situation so they can make babies. That's what they want.
A built-in nanny situation?
Yeah. They want to just have a woman, get her pregnant, and then have that woman take care of the kids for them. That's
but
what I
they don't
want to.
They don't know if they want to be in a relationship.
They
with
don't
that
want
woman.
A relationship with that woman. That's why they don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a lot of men telling themselves very easily, and I've just gotten a lot smarter about being able to suss it out in the beginning.
Yeah,
and then if I'm not able to, I have this like litany of questioning that is trying to evaluate if they are secure and if they're ready.
I love it.
Figuring things out is tough, and we're all doing it.
Right.
And I think like my favorite part of like your show, but also like everyone's experience right now is like, I don't have any shame that went poorly. I was embarrassed at first where I was like, why did I let this happen again? But I'm so proud of the fact that this time when things started going badly, I went immediately to my friends and I said, hey, this is going on and this is how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I didn't pretend anything. I made very clear boundaries. As soon as I was like, this smells like shit, I got out. I got out. I was like, this, no.
Yeah, and that's huge because also if you've been single for a long time and you really want something, it's hard to admit to other people that like, it's not going well, or even to yourself, that this isn't what I thought it was.
Right.
So,
good for you, boo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I feel like that's your atta girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, that brings us to dun, da, da, da.
Atta girl time. Yeah. So, since we talk about dating and other things that maybe aren't always super positive. We do Atta Girls at the end of every episode to make sure that we pat ourselves on the back or say mm-hmm. something good that has happened to us so that we can end on a positive note. My Atta Girl is that I've been on this quest to find a solution for my chronic migraines. And I think I did an Atta Girl maybe a month ago or something where I was like, I went to a doctor and they gave me a new prescription. Yeah, it worked for like 2.5 weeks. Mm. So I went to another doctor and now I'm getting Botox.
Ooh.
I know.
That's great.
I get to fix my 11 and hopefully not have headaches.
My favorite part is you actually don't have an 11.
No, you don't.
Not reminiscent at all from this angle. Period.
I know. I have to actually scrunch it.
I have
for you to see it, and then. But if I have makeup on, sometimes you can see like an 11 in between the eyebrows.
I've got a 1 happening, and I know it's because of how I sleep. You know, I sleep on the same side every night. But I've also got like a negative, like a dash going on too. For some reason, I don't know how that's happening.
See, that's not visible from here either.
Well, because I just smooth it out with my fingers. You can't. It takes a minute to come back.
But anyway, I'm pretty pumped about this because you do have to go through a lot before they say like we'll send in your stuff for approval. So it's going to happen in my forehead, around the sides of my head, on my neck, like above, like on my shoulder. Like it's going to be lots of injections.
Just close your eyes.
Yeah, I guess I'm not that concerned about the injections. I'm just hoping that with that amount of injections that it really does result in the treatment/prevention.
Yeah, I hope so, too, because otherwise you got to pay for the rest of that Botox upkeep for by yourself.
Well, I hit my deductible this year.
I'm just kidding.
So, should be Botox at a discount.
Well, I, let's see, I have an Atta Girl where I recognized I was using up all my energy to do my things in life, and so I had to cut the gym out of my daily routine, or, you know, mostly daily routine, which I'm sad about. But it was for the best because I was able to, like, travel and do the things I wanted to do. So, it's a sad atta girl, but I'm proud of myself for not pushing myself to the limit, maxing myself out.
Knowing your limits. Yeah.
And, you know, being accountable.
Good. Atta girl.
Atta girl.
Thank you.
Haley, do you have a different atta girl than the one we just gave you?
I do. I'm just going to say... Because I have loads of them. My atta girl for today is that I can stay inside myself and not, like, I was in a work meeting today and it would have been very easy for me to, like, prioritize someone else's feelings, and I was able to stay inside myself. And that is a very hard practice, and I was conscious that I'd done it, and I felt pretty fucking great about that.
Congratulations, good. Atta girl.
Thank you.
Do you consider yourself an empath?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So that's pretty tough. That's tough to do. So atta girl.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
So we have an event coming up together.
We do. So I'm very excited about it. I don't mean to be like, let me tell you more, but let me tell you more.
Tell us more, please.
So as I shared, I'm never going to pretend that I'm someone that has my shit perfectly together, but I am a life coach, and I'm really excited. I have a retreat coming up. It's a day retreat on Saturday, January 8th. It's called Own Your 2022. It is going to be a total blast. It's an adventure from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. All of your meals are included. All of your materials are included, and there are workshops throughout the day that are targeted and designed specifically to get you set up to have a badass year. We're going to have workshops on goal setting, on relationship building. It's going to be great. We're also going to have Kara Karachi from Alchemo Photography is going to be coming to teach a selfie workshop. So you don't have to use as many filters. You can just feature the best parts of you. At dinner time, we are hosting a fabulous panel discussion on the superpower of best friends and other important relationships that will feature Romance Chronicles. Yeah, so it's going to be a really great time. There are other surprises and delights, including a little adventure in the middle of the day. It's going to be a really good time. So early bird pricing is now through December 1st. So if you want to join us, it's $4.25. Everything is included. And if you purchase after December 1st, it will be $500. Boop, boop, boom.
And where do people sign up?
They can go to my website, zhaleycoaching.com. That's Z-H-A-I-L-E-Y coaching.com. And check out Own Your 2022. You can also go to my Instagram, zhaleycoaching, to learn more. Or if you go to the link tree in the zhaley profiles, you can find them there.
All right, great. And then we'll post about it too on our Instagram at romance_chronicles and on our Facebook. People can also follow us or join in on the conversation or just lurk in the background on our closed group. It's called the Romance Chronicles, a judgment-free zone, and it's where the extra naughty bits are. If you liked what you heard today, please rate, review, subscribe, and share with your friends. Thank you, Haley, for being here.
Yay!
Thank you for having me. I love you. Love you, guys.
Love you. Romance out.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.